USA News Update. A battle over the border holding up foreign aid. President Biden encouraging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says passing aid before the holiday break is practically impossible. The United Nations calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The General Assembly passing that resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, the U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might let Hamas plan another attack. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. She says that the closure of the Lukeville port of entry has resulted in an unmitigated risk. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.